Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Got to meet you last spring at the Vera Race Against Cancer. You were just starting out then, weren't you?
I had started on that Monday and the race was on Saturday. So it was a great introduction to Yankton to be able to see everyone come out and see the race. And just, it was a great introduction to the community.
How are things going for you so far in this very important role?
Very well. I just had my 3-month anniversary there. And so this weekend would be probably 3 months now since the Avera Race Against Cancer. And it's going really, really well. I enjoy everyone that I work with. The town has been very welcoming. The Avera culture is phenomenal. So I'm really enjoying it.
We look forward to finding out about the Avera Cancer Institute, which is one of the reasons for your visit. But I hope you don't mind if we try to find out a little bit more about you as well.
That would be fine.
Let's start with family and where they are and what they're doing.
So I have been married to my husband, Mike. We met at USD a long time ago, and we have been together ever since. And he is an attorney, and we have been together for lots of years and traveled around the country, living in different places and attending different universities. He's graduated from the University of Minnesota for his law degree. I attended Augsburg College there for my first master's degree. Then we went to Indianapolis. He was working there as an attorney, and I was working for a healthcare organization, but also getting a PhD at that time. When our oldest son was born, we moved back to the area here to be closer to family. He's originally from Minnesota, and I'm originally from South Dakota, so it was great to come back home. Around that time, I started working for Mayo Clinic Health System and worked there for about the last 20 years. My daughter, Gwen, is 17, and she's very busy and active in competitive dance, and we are all enjoying our time between Minnesota and Mankato right now.
Well, sounds like a wonderful family, and you said originally from South Dakota, so people are going to want to know, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Del Rapids, lived in Del Rapids the whole time I was growing up, attended St. Mary's for elementary school, and then the public school for graduated from there.
And your husband originally from Minnesota, I got to ask, where in Minnesota?
Mankato.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Well, hopefully Yankton continues to be lovely for you and your family. I'd like to mention all of the letters behind your name, and I hope I get all these right. PhD, MHA, MSW, LICSW, and FADHE. How'd I do?
FACHE was the last one, but otherwise you got it perfect.
I'm not going to take the time to ask what all those mean, but I'm sure that there's a lot that went into each one of those.
Yes.
That's a big business card.
I'm a lifelong learner, and I love going to school and teaching and continuing to learn throughout my career.
And now CEO, which is a very important position here. And we want to talk about the Avera Cancer Institute because it's a very big deal and people need to know what's going on and how it's going.
Well, I was very fortunate to come in, we talked about at the top that it was nice to come in right at the kickoff of the fundraising efforts for this, but it was July of last year that Doug Eckren and others who had already started this journey and announced that the Cancer Institute would be built here in Yankton. Many of us have known people who, most of us have, known close loved ones who have had to deal with cancer, and just to see that this new facility is going to be built here was something that I was really excited about throughout my interview. And then, of course, starting and being able to be a part of the implementation and the construction. So it will be located near 27th Street and Broadway Avenue here in Yankton. It's the former Avera Surgical Hospital, and it's being renovated for the project. If you've driven by, you've seen there's lots of construction happening there. It's really exciting. I've seen some pictures of the interior in the last couple of weeks. The team keeps us informed on what it's looking like, and it's coming along nicely. The former cancer services or current cancer services are offered in two different locations in Yankton. One is at 1115 West 9th Street. That's where we offer our radiation oncology services. And then medical oncology is located within the hospital, Avera Sacred Heart Hospital. So we are able to then next year when this opens around June, consolidate all of those services out there. Also offering some new and enhanced services. It'll be a brighter, lighter facility, which is really important if you're going through chemotherapy and sitting in a chair for multiple hours during the day to be able to have a nice light facility. And there will be other services that will be offered out there as well.
How is the construction part of it going? What are some timelines and are things on track?
Things are absolutely on track. We are scheduled to open June 1st of next year, and we are using Journey Construction. They've been fabulous to work with, and everything's going along according to plan.
When you have some downtime at work, which I'm sure you never do, do you go out there and just get up there and start helping the crew and pounding some nails? Or
I do not. I don't know that they would find that very helpful. During my first week, that was one of the first places I toured. I've toured all of the facilities in the region that we have, and that was one of the first ones that I toured. They hadn't started any construction yet, so I was fortunate to be able to get in right before they had started, and it looked as if it had, I think, for the last however many years it had been the surgery hospital there. So right now, to see the pictures the team sends me every week has been really exciting, to see the progress that they're making. And we hope to celebrate with the community next June when it opens and have people be able to walk through and see the new space.
Going back to May when we had the Avera race against cancer and we mentioned you were new, I'm remembering on stage the announcements that were made from Sheila Kukta, and we had some of our local people up there, the Nesses and the Tackies, and just the passion that was shared about what's needed to be done to make this all happen. How is that part of it going? How is the capital campaign going?
The project is only possible with the support we've received from the public, and we're still seeking their assistance. Yes, we're very grateful for the Nesses and First Dakota National Bank, who also offered a generous $500,000 match in funds. So we are still working on that fund, but it's going nicely. We also have the Grand Give, which tickets went live for last week. That will be held from 6:30 to 10 p.m. on Friday, September 19th at the brewery in downtown Yankton. It's going to support this fund, which is called Building Hope Here, is the campaign. And I guess it's going to look different than it has in years past. I haven't attended, but I will certainly be there this year. It's a sit-down plated dinner. It also will include a short program, a live auction, a silent auction, fun-to-need opportunities, a dessert dash, live music, and more. We also have, as a part of the campaign, a generous offer from Backroad Barbecue just across the river. Every Wednesday night through September 17th, they are assisting with our campaign and donating a portion of their funds on these Wednesday nights and calling it their Kicking Cancer Summer Bash. It includes barbecue, of course, but also live music.
What do you think this is going to bring to Yankton and mean to Yankton down the road?
In addition to the services I've already mentioned, the other features of the project will be a pharmacy, a laboratory, a chapel, a meditation room. There will be a wig salon, and then, of course, the natural light that I mentioned. As a person who has attended chemotherapy, sat with family members at chemotherapy, I know that natural light is very important and the surroundings are very important. So there's a reason I'm pointing that out a couple of times. I think it's great that that's been included in the project. The Avera Cancer Institute will also include more robust telemedicine services, which will include access to genetic counseling and outpatient oncology mental health counseling. So once completed, the Cancer Institute will be similar to Avera's oncology locations in Aberdeen, South Dakota, Marshall, Minnesota, Mitchell, Pierre, and in Sioux Falls, ensuring that patients receive the same consistent experience. Avera Cancer Institute's 6 regional centers and dozens of outreach and telemedicine sites make up the only accredited cancer center network in the region. So as I said, work is progressing well. We're planning to open around June 1st next year, and really excited about that.
What an exciting and I'm sure sometimes challenging, but incredible opportunity for you to come on at this point of Avera's history.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Pleasure to get to know you a little bit more. I hope to see you around and wish you the absolute best at Avera. Thanks for keeping us up to speed.
Thank you.